Friday, the Flaming Lips released their latest album, King's Mouth, Music and Songs. This new record comes out just as an art installation by the band's lead singer, Wayne Coyne, is available for inspection in downtown Springdale. Called King's Mouth, the work is eye-popping. If you're familiar with the Flaming Lips, you'll nod in appreciation of the shiny, silvery, psychedelic, 15-foot-tall, 15-foot-wide interactive sculpture. It's at once whimsical and gregarious, while also possessing an inviting lure.
It does, and I mean, if you've followed Wayne Coyne over the years, he's very psychedelic. He has this intersectionality of mediums that he uses. He goes from, you know, sound and music to painting, because, you know, to the right side we have all of his works that he created. It's the story about King's Mouth, and he created these at his kitchen table.
That's Eve Smith, Director of Visual Arts at Arts Center of the Ozarks, the curating entity that brought King's Mouth to Northwest Arkansas. The installation is open to the public into next month as part of a multi-artist show curated by ACO. But don't seek out King's Mouth at ACO HQ. This is an off-site exhibition at 115 West Emma Avenue. Brian Gott, the executive director of the Arts Center of the Ozarks, says this particular off-site exhibit is developed with support from the Tyson Family Foundation.
Free from a gift that they have given us, and this represents the first of hopefully many ACO offsite projects. It's an initiative to engage downtown Springdale in the arts and to move beyond our current footprint.
King's Mouth is a bold and enchanting work to begin a new kind of exploration, and it's interactive. If you're willing to take off your shoes and crawl into the mouth of the King's Mouth, mindful you duck as you enter so you don't damage the mouth's teeth, you're rewarded with what comes close to sensory overload.
Okay.
There is a soft rubber floor and pillows to rest on while inside the ark. Strips of light hang down inches from a reclining patron's face. 3D glasses can heighten the experience. I think this is one time when I have to tell people they have to experience it to really understand what it's like.
Yes.
Certainly, King's Mouth is the centerpiece of this exhibit, but on the walls on either side of the installation are colorful, complementary works of art. Unicorns, smiley faces, and more serve as the borders leading to the main piece. Eve Smith says to round out the space, she sought out other artists, including some familiar local creatives.
When we were bringing this to the area, I knew that I wanted to choose artists that would complement Wayne's style also. So, you know, you have Dylan Dooms is working through glitch artwork with these old style, 80s styles TVs over here. And then Kat Wilson, you know, she's known for photography, but she's been getting into these emoji paintings. And her selfie thrones are all about finding yourself within, you know, these paintings and these emojis that we use every day. The color palettes really complement Wayne's work also. Sasha Ravinsky, we all know Sasha. He's a well-known artist in this area. He's from Russia, immigrant, just got his citizenship last year. And his color palette really, and his conceptual ideas really just complement Wayne's work also. And then we have Wes Thompson, who is new to the area. This piece was in the Tyson collection, and they really wanted it to be in the show.
Installation was handled by Wayne Coyne's crew. Brian Gott, executive director at ACO, says the opportunity to expand outside of the ACO home allows for such art, works outside perhaps the traditional Art Center of the Ozarks brand.
So that could be something that's a little bit more socially engaging. It could be some pieces of work that, you know, our current gallery isn't sort of appropriate for. And that could just simply be some things that need more climate control. It could be things that need a different kind of hanging system, or it could be an installation. An installation takes a big footprint, and when your gallery is balancing time as like a lobby of a performing arts center, you know, space is important. So it's nice to be able to spread that out.
The King's Mouth exhibit is at 115 West Emma, the old famous hardware space, and it's up through August 23rd. There is no admission, and the space is open to the public Wednesdays from 2 to 9, Thursday through Saturday 2 to 11, and Sundays from 1 to 7. You can find out more at acozarks.org.